Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of
memories.
Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, follow once again. As we open your word, Father, we all stand in need of help. The help of your word, Father, the help of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to keep us, Father, on the pathway of righteousness so that we never walk off of it, Father. Now, Father, may the Holy Spirit give us a greater understanding of this your word and open our hearts and minds to be receptive. And Father, be with us now throughout the remainder of this study. I ask this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. This evening we're going to be in Joshua chapter 20. Give you a minute to get there. Chapter 20 is a very small chapter. There's only 9 verses, but it's what it's all about. Now, here's verse 1. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses. 3, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwillingly or wittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Verse 4. And when he that doth flee into one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause, in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And we're talking about these cities of refuge. There's six of them. Three on each side of Jordan. Verse 5. And if the avenger of blood proceed after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. In other words, it was not a pre-planned murder. Or he had nothing against him. Now, that would be today what we would call accidental homicide. All right? 6. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. Now, once he's been found not guilty, you know, and the priest, the high priest has died, then he's free to return back home. 7. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee and Mount Naphtali and Shechem and Mount Ephraim and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the Mount of Judah. Well, I told you that my name in the Bible, the name of the city of refuge. That's why my grandfather had it, and then I got it from him. Now, 8. And on the other side of Jordan, by Jericho, eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Now, they could go to these cities, and they couldn't be touched until they were tried. Now, I want to share with you, that is a short chapter, but it had a lot of meaning. And I'm going to share with you what my Bible has about this. It was the duty of the avenger of blood to punish the murderer of his nearest relative. Now, that was the murder. The homicide was unintentional. The killer could flee to a city of refuge to await a fair trial. 6 such cities, all of them Levitical towns, are so designated. There were three on each side of the Jordan, conveniently distributed throughout the area for easy access. After a preliminary inquiry in the city of refuge, the man who had committed the homicide would be granted a trial before the congregation of the city in or closest to where the slaying took place. If he was found innocent, the defendant could then reside in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. The manslayer protected only within the precinct of the city of refuge. After the death of the high priest, the innocent slayer was free to reside in his own city, and if convicted of his crime, now when he was tried and he was found guilty, and he was convicted of that crime, the slayer was to be punished by death. As formerly given here, the law of Solomon for unintentional homicide applied equally to the stranger and to the native Israelite. That's what the city refuges were all about. It kept them protected until they were tried. But if they left out of that city and that avenger called them outside, there was no protection for them. So in other words, that city was more or less like a jail. All you was free to get around in, do work and things that way. But you wasn't allowed out of that city. You had to stay right there. All right, now, we're going to go in to chapter 21. It's a lot longer. We may get through it, we may not, we'll see. There's 45 verses there. But too, we've only been at this now 15 minutes. Verse 1. Dan came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. 2. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs. 4. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites and the children of Aaron, the priests which were of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. 13 cities. 5. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. So far, we've got 23 cities tied up. And we've only come through 5 verses. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. 7, the children of Moriah by their families, and out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. 9. And they gave out of the tribe of children of Judah, now the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, being of the families of the Korahites, who were of the children of Levi, had for theirs, was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof around about it. But the field of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephthah, for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron Hebron, with first suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libnah with first suburbs, and Jatir with first suburbs, and Esthemoth with first suburbs, and Holon with first suburbs, and Debar, the first of words, and Ayan, with first of words, and Jutha, with first of words, and Bethshemesh, with first of words, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. 9 cities out of those 2 tribes that he gave to them. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Sheba with her suburbs, Anthroth with her suburbs, and Almon with her suburbs, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, 10 cities, and their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, which remained of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. So they gave them Shechem, the first suburbs, in Mount Ephraim, to a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs, and Tebenz with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, Atika with her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs, and Jalon the Versabirds, Garth Rimmon, the Versabirds, Four Cities. And now the half-tribe of Manasseh, Hanok, the Versabirds, and Garth Rimmon, the Versabirds, Two Cities. All the cities were 10, the Versabirds were the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And unto the children of Dishon, of the families of the Levites, out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan and Bashan with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Bistos with her suburbs, two cities. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon, the Versabirds, Debar, the Versabirds, Jarmuth, the Versabirds, and Ganim, the Versabirds, four cities. Now the tribe of Asher, Mishra, the Versabirds, Abundant, the Versabirds, Hilkiah, with Versabirds, Rehob, with Versabirds, four cities. And out of the tribe of Nephilim, Kadesh in Galilee, with Versabirds, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Hamath Dor, with Versabirds, and Catan, with Versabirds, three cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And unto the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jehoiakim, the Versabirds, and Kartar, the Tara, the Versabirds. Damana, the Versabirds, Mahal, the Versabirds, four cities. Now the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, the Versabirds, and Jahath, the Versabirds, Kedemut, the Versabirds, Nephath, the Versabirds, four cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Galilee, the Versabirds, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Mahan, the Versabirds. That's a lot of giveaway that they're given. Heshbon with Versabirds, Jazer with Versabirds, four cities in all. So all the cities for the children of Moriah by their families, which are remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. They had gave them 48 cities. So many cities to each one, according to their size and their need. 42. These cities were every one with their suburbs around about them. Thus were all these cities. The reason they included the suburbs was on account of the cattle and all that these people had. They had a place to raise their cattle. 43. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers. And they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. He had removed all their enemies, and this land was given to them. In the last verse, 45, there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Everything he had spoken to Israel through Moses and through Joshua, all come about. Every bit of it. There was nothing that was left out. So you think you can't trust God? You can't put your dependence in him? He may not work like you want him to work, because he knows the best for us and what we need. We don't, but he does. And he will supply what we need at the time that it is really needed the most, and when we will handle it the best. Because you see, mankind's got the habit of not doing everything just rightly. And God knows how to deal with all of this for us. Think about that. We're going to stop here for this evening. We might be just a few minutes early, but that's all right. We've covered a lot of things. Now, well, I want you to remember all of this so far that we have come through in the Old Testament. And all the things that God told the forefathers he was going to do up to this point has taken place. Every bit of it. And he took care of them. And we have something even better and stronger than what they had, because they were on their own and they had to choose to follow him with the good Lord on their own. We do have help because we've got the Lord Jesus Christ and we have the Holy Spirit of God, if so be that we are his child. Think about that. Now, tomorrow we'll be back in to the New Testament. And there is a lot there that man today is not living by, that will not only keep him out of heaven, but will send him to hell. And it will also cause him to miss blessings here on this earth. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word this evening, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We pray for Jerusalem, for peace. Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. And Father, we pray for this land of ours that has walked away. No excuse whatsoever. They just walked away because of the evil they have in their hearts and minds and the evil they brought upon your people, because they will not walk according, Father, to your word. Now we ask the Holy Spirit to work within all of our families, Father, to help those that are walking in darkness to realize that they need something more than themselves. And we'll work with us, Father, to help us to bring them out of darkness and into light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, as we separate for this evening and through the night, keep us in health, Father. Keep us safe. Let us raise early, refresh, come morning. Be ready for Bible study again at 10 a.m. Father, this is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a good night. God bless.